This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 20th. God's word for you today is PHP. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, and it says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." The first of the three keys to breaking the barriers of the roundabout, treadmill, and the trampoline conditionings is personal growth. The second key is a helping hand. Psalm chapter 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped." The truth is that no matter how much Reuben fasted and prayed, the best Reuben's prayer will do is to lead him to a Moses. Moses had to come and break the curse Jacob placed on Reuben. Sadly, people disdain spiritual fathers these days, and I just laugh. How can you be disdaining someone that is key to your destiny? There may be things that your biological parent has said over you, maybe in a moment of anger, and these things persist and are effective. But a blessing from your spiritual father can cancel it completely. So, not only should you be committed to personal growth, but you also need a helping hand. The third and the ultimate key to breaking barriers is the presence of God. As we approach the sixth year of this decade of destiny, the presence of God will intensify in your life in the name of Jesus. God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land." You are the one who will possess your destiny in Jesus' name. You are the one who will train your children in Jesus' name. You are the one who will give your daughter away in marriage in Jesus' name. Your seat will not be vacant on the day of your rejoicing in the name of Jesus. It is the presence of God that guarantees that. And that is what Jesus came to do for us. Jesus came to give us that beautiful access into the presence of the highest in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, which says, "At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart." What is going on here? In the protocol of worship, there was the outer court that everybody could access, then the inner court that only the priests could access, and the Holy of Holies that only the high priest could access. When people want to access God's presence, they stayed in the outer court with all their sacrifices. Then the priest will go into the holy place and the high priest will go into the Holy of Holies. Not everybody was allowed into the Holy of Holies, but Jesus came and changed that. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus and the sacrifice on the cross of Calvary that gives me unhindered and unlimited access to the most holy place. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.